Tonight on Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, we're going to recap and review episode 2, Juggling Chainsaws. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hold on, I'm picking up audio somewhere else. I think I figured it out. We're good. We're back. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm thanks, Jeff, for pointing out the obvious.
Well, yeah, why do the whisper thing if you're not
tonight?
Yeah,
they're either going to vote for this, keep this tribe strong, or who they can trust. This is the first ever episode of Survivor.
I think that they picked neither.
And there's 41. There's been 41 seasons, and you guys don't know what's going on.
Well, to be fair, Zach watched it with us, and he was like, "So wait, why is there only one group voting people out? Why? What are they voting on again?"
I'm with Jack here. Like, okay, if you're whispering, so he's gonna say so there's like some type of weird thing that's gonna happen.
There's gonna
be a
twist, yeah.
He stated the obvious. Laryngitis Jeff Rowe episode title.
Hey, Mandy. Mandy's here, too.
I put Mackenzie Billings.
That's Mandy. She doesn't know how to change her daughter's name.
Oh.
It's this whole thing.
Well, hello, Mandy, a.k.a. Mackenzie.
Amanda!
Excited to be here talking Survivor with you fine fellows tonight. Oh, JP.
Hey, JP. Never mind.
I'm just going to go. So everybody, thank you. That was a good episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We'll see you all next time. I'm just kidding.
They're like huge pepperonis, aren't they?
No, I think Xander's nipples are like really well proportioned. I feel. I just think.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah, I thought they were very nicely proportioned. So Xander,
I did not.
Don't
notice.
Let JP shame your nipples. I think they look.
I noticed the same thing, JP.
Wow, I didn't notice his nipples at all.
Put on a shirt, dude. It's uncomfortable.
No, I listen, if I had a chest like that, I'd let that thing fly.
Yeah, yeah, of course, you've never
all
had
the
that,
time.
So,
and neither of you. You never had a chest like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Excuse me?
He has like an 8-pack. You've barely had a 2-pack.
You said groins. Chest. I had a nice
hey, I have a question.
Now I need a man's ear.
How did I miss the nipples? I totally did not see the nipples.
Were you watching the show?
Yes. I was taking notes, like a good little podcaster.
There's no way.
There's a bunch of nipples on the show. Like, it's just, you know, they're just bare-chested people. It's not a big deal. I think we're going to bigger deal of it than it should be. JP has huge silver dollars.
Silver dollar pancakes.
Right. Anyway.
At least he doesn't have shorts that attack him. You know,
Chris says
the cause athletic dinner plate. Yeah.
They weren't that. They were just normal size nipples.
I was watching the episode and suddenly had the urge to go play Frisbee golf. I don't know.
Oh,
what
my God. Have we really?
How have we devolved to this point?
We spent 3 minutes talking about this dude's nipples.
Enough already.
Blame JP. Blame JP.
And to be fair, though, I'm just cantankerous about it because I miss them somehow. So I feel left out and don't want other people to talk about it.
Because some of us
appreciate
fine human anatomy, and Colleen doesn't, apparently. So.
No, I guess
apparently,
not.
I don't.
Yeah, but I'm with you.
That's
Jack.
Correct, Cotton.
This episode for me was, why the heck are they keeping one of the worst players I have seen in recent memory?
And plus, she's a lot like, was it Debbie, the one that just, you can't, she just, they had a plan. They tell her flat out, okay, he has no vote. He has no power. Oh, we got to do
exactly. And it's like, you're not listening. You're not even listening. Like she said, no, he lost a vote. Like, what are you doing?
The paranoia gets you.
But, and down the, it's day 5. And but, down the road. It's only she's going to be even worse,
and all you know. And this is a question I had for you, Jack. Was she clearly wasn't trying in the challenge? Maybe she's gas. Whatever. I don't want to. Yeah. I don't know her mindset, but clearly when she was back, she was like, I guess it was. I kind of maybe contributed to us losing. Yeah. Not that big of a deal.
It might have been a minute or two.
But to me, I think she didn't put a whole a bit of effort into it, and I think she felt she was safe. Is that as bad as throwing a challenge? Because she's essentially saying, I don't care about winning immunity. I'm going to vote one of these two people out.
Yeah, I think she felt she was safe, especially when they told her, you know, she was safe, but she quit.
Yeah.
She quit. I mean, I just...
And that's where I have the problem with it, where... You know, in her video things before, she's like, she wants to show her kids that you can go out there and do it. I'm sorry. I feel like you quit on that challenge. You were okay with losing immunity. And then you didn't think it was a big deal when it was done. And then you were playing spastically, playing bad strategically. And you're still in the game. And I just think that's lame.
That's also a strength, like kudos to her alliance, because they wanted to keep her around enough that they went with her plan of Voce. Nobody else wanted that we saw anyway.
Because
and she did get the slow mo flashback, like, you know, like whatever it was, where she like found her strength. It wasn't like the Suri like standing ovation from everybody, like, yay! Because
it wasn't a Suri thing where we know that she struggles with this thing and she's really pushing herself. Like she
says she's athletic. She says she's all these different things.
Yeah.
And like I said, they probably only went with Voce because to keep her calm and to keep her look, we got to go with her because.
Or just Evie. I think this is Evie's play.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiffany's not a part of this. This is Evie's play. And, you know, I understand this from Evie's gameplay perspective. I feel like this is what she's going with. Whether I agree with it or not is not up to me. We'll see if it works. I hope it works for Evie's sake, because at least she's playing the game. And making strategic moves.
She's actually playing a smart game. I didn't like the vote, because I think that, again, like I said, Tiffany's one of those players that she's just gonna. You gotta have players that are at least will listen.
And that's where I think it's risky for Evie, because she's right. I think Xander trusted her wholly. Like, he gave her all of the information.
Yeah.
And why did you go with Tiffany's move?
Well,
because
I mean,
now you've basically betrayed Xander and you've kept him on the team.
Yeah.
It sounds like from like Xander's comment at the end of Tribal, when he said that was brutal or whatever, like that he was actually in on it too. So her bringing Xander in on it, being like, hey man, you don't
True.
Have a vote.
If she did that, then yeah.
Then, you know, yeah. Cause it kind of sounded like she did. And I think that's also pretty good gameplay. Yeah, like he has to know he's on the bottom. But
fantastic,
like,
management, yeah. 100%.
Because he made that comment. He was like, whew, like, you know, that's over and done with.
Yeah.
But
that's a good call. That's a really good call. Connor. Yeah. I did forget that.
Yeah. The only issue that I had with, so I thought that Evie on the secret island or not so secret island with Deshaun, you know, that was great gameplay. Like, you know, bringing him in, they're definitely showing us like that she's a good player.
Yeah.
The only thing is, what did she get in return? Did she get a guarantee of his loyalty? Did she get any information, or was she just throwing it out there hoping that it will come back like a boomerang?
She was just saying, you know, hey, she's trying to show trust.
Right. So it was like a boomerang strategy.
Right. She wasn't giving her, you know, she wasn't giving, it wasn't one of those stupid players that go, okay, here, you can take my reward. And then they get voted out the next week. Yeah. She's trying to build. She knows,
dear Mr. Hance, please take my idol. XOXO.
She knows her tribe is terrible in the challenges. They're just god awful, and she's building, you know, relationships, which I think was smart.
Yeah, and that's where I think, I think that's the smarter play, because he'll then go next time he goes to tribal, he'll see that she was right, and he got extra vote for it. And didn't cost her anything, because she needed the vote. She needed her vote. And, you know, worst case scenario, they don't end up on whatever the post-merge tribe is. But that's the hand she was dealt, and I think she played it really well.
Yeah.
Okay, Mandy just texted me a picture of Xander's nipples.
Mandy, you texted the wrong person. Callie, just send it to me if you could.
Sure, I'll forward it to you.
You have
right
no
now
way to put this in. Sherry agrees.
I literally just sent. Done.
Oh, thank you. Sherry agrees with me. Thank you, Sherry. You are my favorite today. Congratulations. Elaine is not here, so you are my new favorite. Send it to my phone. I don't use Facebook Messenger on my computer. Send it to my phone.
Yeah, but if I send it in Facebook Messenger and then it picks up that you like pictures of dudes' nipples, then you'll always get advertised pictures of dudes' nipples.
That's fine, I guess, but if I want to show it on the show right now.
Or Whammo from Frisbee.
You want to show it on the show.
Yeah, it's not like we're not doing a live video show or anything.
No, I thought you just want yourself.
Huh? I can get these nipples anytime.
All right, there we go.
Jeez Louise. This is the type of high level programming that Manny literally take a picture on her TV and then send it to us. Here we go. Let's look at it right now. Let's check with our esteem panel on these nipples, on these nips.
That's not a good. That's what he was.
That's a normal size nipple.
No, well, I'm saying when they came back from tribal, they stood out more.
I don't know.
He was nervous at tribal.
He was in the pool.
Listen, Xander, you have nothing to be ashamed of. I think
handsome. We're not saying accidentally. He's got a great body.
You're trying to shame his nipples,
goodness. So we were watching with Zachary, and Zachary was, we were like, who do you want to go home? We want Tiffany to go home. And which is odd because, you know, I disliked Voce so much in the preseason, but he ended up being not as horrible like in the two episodes. Maybe they gave him a good edit because, you know, he's only in two episodes. And maybe it's my Long Island bias again, where I'm like, you're from Long Island, you're automatically an a-hole. That said, though, Zachary was like, I want Xander to go home. Yeah, I know. It's true. Takes one to know one. But Zach was like, I want Xander to go home. And Jay was like, why? His real name is Alexander. And Zachary just looked at Jay like, yeah, duh.
Here we go. Ro has a great point. Here. Thank you, Ro, for backing me up on this. And we would do this to a woman.
Not live.
Well, look at her nipples.
No, I'm just saying critique the size of a woman.
Well, no, because they would
blurt out. Elena, I'm sorry. JP already let Elena know, but you are not favorite today.
Nope.
Sherry has taken the crown of Jay's fave. All right. We have more.
We got four emails from Shandy last week. Three emails. She told me what the fourth one was going to be, and it was going to be that Mandy was her favorite.
She sent four emails?
Ro is my favorite. Ro, you sent me more notepads. Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
But you know what, though? Ro isn't vying for your favorite. She wants to be Jay's favorite. Jay's fave. Hashtag Jay's fave. Hashtag 2021. Hashtag Survivor 41.
You know she hated International Assassin on The Leftovers?
Really? That's such a great episode. You didn't like that, Ro?
She hated it. She
thought it was arguably the best episode.
She said worst episode of the series.
Now you're just messing with us. Yeah. You're trying to make it so that she's your favorite, not my favorite.
No.
Again, nobody cares who your favorites are.
That's true.
They want to be my favorite.
Okay, let's talk about Survivor. Okay. Right,
here we go.
We talked about nipples.
I'm like Tiffany, these shorts are destroying my podcasting game. It was the shorts.
I'm sorry. Do you have that popcorn bag handy?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Before we started, noise?
This was the audio that had cut out from the challenge of her shorts. Writing up.
Is that the first time someone's used my shorts as an excuse? I mean, it's 41 seasons. I'm trying to think.
That is a
my shorts caused me to be terrible at the challenge.
Anecdotally, I think you're right.
Like, honestly, I get it. She was gassed. She was tired. They had this whole
They mentioned it like the whole episode.
They mentioned it. I mean, Xander was so tired that his butterflies were showing up as his dead relatives saying hi. So like they were real tired. But
I get that she was tired, but I do like when she finally got across the beam and she got to the ladder. Nobody from her tribe helped her up.
No.
They just let her flop onto the thing.
She's not playing as good a social game as she thinks she is.
Like any Long Islander, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. We're all awful.
Is she from Long Island?
You all think you'd have a great social game, but you don't.
No, we know. We pride ourselves.
I'm not having a good
social game. No, it's a point of pride, like being an a-hole from New York. lower New York. Dennis, obviously, and their ilk up there. They like
you're an out, I guess your Long Island is its own. Well, the outer boroughs, right? The
Staten right, Island, right. I'm Long a bridge and tunneler. I'm a yeah. I'm a tunneler.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. You're a mole.
Anywho,
JP is a bridger though in New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, same. But it depends like where in New Jersey, I guess. Rowan
New Jersey is pretty much, you know,
there's like Philly Jersey, and then there's like New York Jersey.
What part is smelly Jersey?
All of it.
There's nice parts of Jersey. There is. But the turnpike part is not.
They call it the Garden State, so people will get over the smell.
I love that movie.
Anyway.
Anyway, let's talk about this Survivor show. We've just gotten up.
Xander's nipple.
Whole bunch of beggars. Okay.
I'm sorry, that was very sexist of me to say that.
Let's talk about certain players. So we didn't have a whole lot of the Green Tribe this episode, but we did get like the episode kind of started with them, and it was like the only real time we saw their dynamics. Mm-hmm. Which Brad got the Dodo music to make his own spy shack to spy on JD and Ricard.
But you don't look. Because you know, like you're got hunting deer and they see your eyes. They know you're out there to kill them.
Oh my God. Yeah, like Brad continuing to earn the title of what?
I think Brad might be around for a while.
You think so?
Cause he's got the Dodo music, but he's also got the likable Dodo music. Is there likable
Dodo music? I didn't realize there was
I don't want to talk about the next week on, but I feel like we might get Brad decently through the merge.
Whoa. I'm trying to remember what your picks were now. But
oh, we all picked pre-merge for him. He was awful in the preseason videos.
But it's if you're going to do something like that, don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell anybody. Just go. Did Tony come back and tell people what he heard?
Well, he told people he was leaving and then told when he came back. So yeah. There's not.
I'm going to go catch you.
Oh, guys, Tony told everybody everything. What are you talking about?
Tony didn't tell people at the Spy Shack the first season.
Didn't people know about the Spy Shack? They definitely knew about it in
after the fact, they knew it. They didn't know about his Grave Shack or whatever he was doing. What was it? Foxhole or whatever it was.
Grave Shack.
The Spy Hole.
Spy Hole. Spy Hole.
But anyway,
where's
so.
Adele?
Spy hole.
We got a little bit of that. And then we also got, you know, a little bit of dynamics where JD is talking about how Kami is. And Brad's like, oh, if he's Kami, he's got an idol. Like, clearly, duh. So I feel like that's setting us up for something. But I feel like that's setting us up for something like post-merge or tribe swap. Like,
you were.
What?
I don't know. I feel like. I feel like you're giving Brad too much credit because he's so he has so much chaotic energy. It's one thing to be the Dodo edit, but it's another to be chaotic because then you can't be brought along, right? Because you're just it's same thing kind of for Tiffany where
you just
it's
don't
not
know
a weak player you bring because you don't know where it's going to happen.
Right. It's like when Aubrey voted out Debbie and Debbie got mad. She had to because Debbie was all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't have players that you just can't reason with. They're just so
yeah.
Well, I see Tiffany more as like you can't reason with kind of player. I don't see Brad right now as you can't reason with him yet. But
are we watching a different show?
Chat. Tell me.
Do you have stock in Brad LLC? Like what is
No, I don't have stock in Brad LLC, you know.
Didn't they even comment he's a little paranoid or he's a little
yeah. Hold on. All right. Okay. Jack, clearly Colleen and I are on two different ends of the spectrum. You are the King Solomon. You decide.
I think he's I don't know if I would trust him. He's too all over the place.
I wouldn't trust him either. I'm just saying I feel like Brad might be in it.
I mean, he was right about what's his name?
JD.
He was right about JD that because JD was there's a lot of players that are just not calm, sit back, you know, mm-hmm. they're you know, with maybe all the twists and stuff and turns, but anyway.
Okay.
Well, we also
I wouldn't trust him.
We also saw
Long Island came out there.
It did. Oh, Mandy said Brad might be the merge boot. I could see he has merge boot energy.
Mm-hmm. But can we talk about your sewer energy? Like what? Like I don't understand why Long Islanders put an R at the end of an AW.
I don't know.
I saw it.
Anyway, we also saw. Is that how you say it?
It's just saw.
We also witnessed.
But the saw
Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Losa.
Okay, so we saw that Ricard thinks he's making a move, and Shan is kind of just sitting back, letting him think that too.
Thank you for using my freaking call out. Thanks, thief. I really like Shan's play because I do agree it was my idea that you stole, that she's letting Ricard make the moves. Like she's just like, well, I don't know. And that is, again, she's my winner's pick, so I know I'm biased, but that is exactly how you play it.
Screw winner's
picks. You influence the other people to be the one making the decisions. What were you going to say?
Screw winner's picks.
Did your winner's pick go home tonight?
Nobody's winner pick went home.
It wasn't my winner's pick?
Voce wasn't your winner's pick, was he?
I thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sorry. David from Schitt's Creek.
David from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, damn it, Colleen. That was her. Okay. All right. That was your pick.
To go home.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That was my pick to go home. I knew that.
Colleen, why don't you tell us what
I knew
a
that we
is.
All had winner's picks, and then we each picked each other's winner's picks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that second I knew Jack was like, oh, wait, did I pick it? Nope, I picked Ricard.
You pick Ricard.
But now I need him to be Shan's meat shield.
So. Yeah.
Or brain shield. Shan is pastor, right? Mafia pastor?
Yes.
Shan's a mafia pastor, but I think she needs him to be her brain shield.
Brain and meat. Brain meat?
Brain meat.
Zombie shield. Okay.
Brain meat.
Moving on.
All right, moving on. That was basically all that we got from Green. Let's talk about
this new idol that was found.
The Beware Advantage.
I wouldn't have taken it.
So this is what I wanted to ask Jack, because you have not been a fan of the idols since its inception, really.
Yeah.
Do you approve of this version idol being the only type of idol that they could find this year?
I'm cool with it. I still think that the idol should have a more of a punishment. Like if you
not get, having a vote's a punishment.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. What I'm saying though is,
if you get, say you get an idol that's there's an idol out there that can save you, an idol out there says, okay, you lose your vote, and you can't, so something like that where you take the idol, but you're allowed to pass it to someone else. I'd like to give this idol to such and such. You know, if they think it's a real idol. And they go home. There'd be more.
Screw somebody else's game.
To screw someone else over.
Like put it like under their pillow. Be like, here's your pillow idol.
Beware. Somebody you go, hey, look, you're in trouble. We're an alliance. But we're not really an alliance. I have an idol. You use this idol tonight. Jeff goes, yes, it's an idol, but you lose your vote. Then you're not safe from the vote. Boom. that would be to me a lot more interesting than this one where, I mean, everyone figured out right away. Oh, I see butterflies in my dead relatives are butterflies. Something like that would be, because then there'd be some risk. Mm-hmm. This one tells you right away, okay, this is coming with some risk. And if I was Xander, I would have said, I already have an extra vote. I don't need this. And I definitely wouldn't have told anybody that I had it.
Telling the people was a mistake, right? Yeah. And then where he places trust. But he's young and, you know. I don't know, but that's what I wish
they would do is have something like that where it would put more strategy. I mean, he's screwed. I mean, he can't vote till it all comes together, right?
That's why I dug it, just because the stakes are like way higher, because you have to rely on two other tribes finding it, saying the really stupid phrases.
Yeah.
And it does it lets people know you have an idol so much more. The one thing I do wish is that the phrases were a little bit more subtle.
Yeah.
Like I think one was pretty
No, sm- are you one kidding was, me?
No, because then it just, because not only are you telegraphing that you have an idol.
That's but, the whole risk. It's but amazing. That,
but you already have a risk. You don't have a vote until somebody gets all three. Then once they have all three, then they have to send out the call signal before the thing. Like, I feel like the
disagree.
The calling was shot like that because it's going to get around. Everyone's going to know who has the idol. And I think
that's part of accepting the risk of the advantage. It
would have been smarter to wait for someone else to say something.
No, I think he had to.
No, he didn't have to.
I think that's what the paper said, is that every tribal, you have every immunity challenge, you have to read it out.
I think you have to all three.
Or you don't
to
get
do
a vote. So what's no, the harm no, no. in reading it out? All, that's well, the risk. It's amazing. Assume, it was hold amazing.
On, hold on. You can assume that, okay, at this point, probably all three don't have it. And then see if some others do it. And then you go back into it.
Way, and you know how many people go out and search for idols on the first
but
day.
All three tribes finding it in the first three.
I mean, it was day five.
But either way, though, he's already lost his vote. Does he have to say it?
Yes, because he has no.
You don't have to say it. You don't.
No. Okay. Well, even if you don't have to say it, you have zero chance of getting your vote back if you don't say it.
Yeah, but
if you say it, you have at least a chance that somebody else has.
But I'm saying let someone, okay, someone else said it. I'll say it now. I wouldn't want to be the first one to say it because obviously everyone in the tribe knew what he was saying. Right?
I don't know. I thought that the fact that they have to do that and the way that he worked it in, like, it was hilarious. And can you imagine how amazing it's going to be when all three people have to work that in? And that's the point, though. Like, you have this idol and nope, you know, once it all like comes together as a three-way idol, which I think they can only use, one person can use, right?
They can use in their alliance if they have an alliance together.
According to Ro, my favorite, he has to say it every week according to Dalton Ross.
Okay.
That's what I thought that it said. You have to say it at every tribal.
I thought it was they all had to three say at the same time to activate it, but if you don't say it, then you're not going to activate
so
it.
So he's going to say this every week?
Yes, he has to figure out. So that's, I can't wait till next week where he's like, oh man, guys, I'm so rested. Like my relatives, like super duper, you know, they were super duper butterflies.
That's why when it said it comes with a risk or whatever it said, I would have said no. I would have put it back.
Hold on, you're older. And
obviously,
now is the time where you don't take risky investments. You go into safe
and
securities. And he's young.
Chris's comment. The risker challenge is saying the phrase at challenge after challenge until all three are said. Like, you took the risk, and now that's the terms.
No, okay. All right.
But I kind of like it, actually.
But couldn't he have waited till a little longer? I mean, you know, it's not a...
I think
Jess asks one of those questions, it's not like... It goes on for like an hour.
Yeah, you know? But I thought that was a great way to work it in. It was like, I'm just so tired. I was so delirious that like I actually believe my butterflies were my dead relatives saying hi, which everybody else later on was like, you know, he was talking about purple butterflies.
Elena is with me as well. It's too obvious. Like, it's too over the top.
But that's the point. Everybody's good. Like, your risk of having this idol is everybody's going to know. You also have a 1 in 3 chance of using
it. And to be honest, this is the 1 and done type.
Oh, he froze.
Idol, because no one looking. But why would you? I mean, what do you really gain from it? You lost your vote.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
basically telegraph that you have it. What's the point?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's one or the other. It's either you have to telegraph you have it or you're losing a vote. I think losing a vote is a penalty enough.
The idol to me is only important if you need it. I mean, obviously, if you're in trouble.
I think, but that's what I'm saying. You want to have one for the end game, because if you're the best player, you want that in your back pocket, period. The end. So if you take away like the secretness of it, I think that just basically negates the whole purpose of having an idol.
I like the fact that there's not 4,000 idols.
Agreed. I love the extra. Like, again, I think losing the vote is a fair penalty earlier in the game because later in the game you're going to want it. Early in the game, honestly, if you have to use an idol that early in the game, it's not going so hot for you.
Yeah,
but you want that though. Like last 8, 7, 6 people where that's your riskiest time and you need to make it to the very end and get yourself as well as your alliance to the very end. That's where you want the idol. So losing your vote early on is a sacrifice. It's risky early game, but pays off late game. But losing your early game ability to vote plus telegraphing that you have, it just makes it a risk the whole damn time.
Again, that's why I said I would have put it back.
But you didn't know. You didn't know all those things. Like, I didn't know, for him, he's like, oh, what could it be? But now that you know, sure, absolutely. But he didn't know what those
things
were.
I was saying before he even opened, I go, put it back. It's bad. Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to shake up the game and change it around. It wasn't going to be say, oh, you get this and 10 extra votes.
How would you feel if, so you know how we have had winners like Mike in, what was it, like working class versus non-working class versus, what was it, blue, white collar, blue collar, no collar, when Mike won. And he won basically by winning like 7 immunity challenges in a row.
Right.
Do you think that somebody who has no vote but manages to, and people know now, manages to still survive every single vote without a vote would have a good chance of winning if they could figure out how to control the game without actually having a vote themselves?
It would be a good resume. It would look good. I mean, if you have no vote and you somehow manage to survive.
And especially if you were able to like talk to other people into voting.
Well, especially though, if they lose next week, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't see that tribe winning. I mean,
Chris said, I'm wondering if Xander now has to say it again. Yes, he has to say it every single immunity challenge.
Too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but that's the whole point. I love it. I can't wait.
And another thing, too, say someone else find, what was the other one? Turf, goat.
Chris has it again in his next comment. Goat on AstroTurf, I think it is.
So someone says goat on AstroTurf, and he goes, oh, butterflies. And so now they're going to know that person has it, too. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like.
It's the whole point. That's the whole point. I think it's great.
I understand that's the point, but what I'm saying is it takes it literally
takes all the strategy
much.
Away.
It takes away all the strategy and the advantage away of the thing.
Well, it doesn't actually take away strategy.
Yes, it does, because
you just have to have a new strategy.
Okay, say you're in this situation, Colleen. You're a player, and you've told me many times that you would do well in this game.
No, I have not. I'm clearly aware that I would do terrible at this game.
What would you do?
With this?
If you were in Xander's shoes. Colleen is there. We have swapped bodies. Her nipples are perfectly normal. What would you do?
So, first of all, I really liked the way that he brought it up tonight because I thought that was hilarious. So I would do that. And then I would just figure out a way, the way that the situation presented itself. Because I think, don't forget, every other person that gets it, they are also required to say it. It's not that he's required to say it first.
I'm saying, how do you use it? How do you use it now?
I would use it the way that he used it tonight. Because I thought that the way that he used it tonight was actually kind of very entertaining.
That's just trying to meet the rules. I'm saying, okay, say you are now without a vote. Say this works out. And it becomes a real idol. How do you strategically use it? Because now at least two other people know. Evie has already spread it to another person, so now they're looking for it.
And plus, everybody,
how many people have a secret? It's not going to stay a secret. So how do you effectively use that idol? That's my question to you. Is how do you effectively use
if that's the only one?
There's going to be three, I guess.
Three, but they'll flush them out.
That's what I'm saying. How do these not get flushed out immediately? How do you keep them and have it be a usable immunity idol? That's my question to you, Colleen.
Well, obviously, it's going to be situational. However, you may have to talk to the rest of your alliance and try to convince...
He has no
them to put a target on one of the other two people.
But everyone knows, so the target's on him, so it's toast.
Well, the target's on three people, so you get the target on the other two people, but convince the other two people that the target's on you, and they give it to you. You know, like a hold up bro moment with Malcolm, where he's like, hold up bro, like, give me the idol, but he wasn't really actually in trouble.
Here's another problem with this idol. He has to, two other people have to not only find it, but take it.
Right.
That you, I mean, you see that's like, oh, screw it. I don't want this idol.
Yeah, that's
put
a good
it back.
Point.
And so he's still without a vote.
Yes, he is. That's the risk of taking it.
And this goes
as a risk. You know, there's risk, but I'm saying it's too much risk because it makes the whole
but
point.
But do you think that literally he's idol, like, moot? There's right. 18 players. So you think the other 16 players, 15 players, out of all of them, nobody else is going to take that risk?
Sure, they'll take the risk, but I'm saying, okay, say they all take the risk. Say they all take the risk. And if it's being passed around like that, and again, if people start to know, you have three people and having to announce it, and then you have alliances, more than three people are going to know that that's who has the idol when they say that at the thing, right? And that the rumors are going to go around. More people are going to know that everyone has it. And as Cortez says, and announce they have it. And I'm with Elena here. I don't know if the idols are as interesting if everyone knows you have it, because the whole point of the idol is to have it in your late game so that you can avoid the boot, because everybody knows you're probably going to win the game. That's why you have the idol. So how do you use an idol effectively if everybody knows you have it?
They're going to flush the idol out, right? And they're going to
exactly. So then, like, what's the point?
So you just need to use your alliances and play it so that when they flush the idol out, you're not the person that
you're down a vote.
Holding the hot potato. You just have to
do
that. It's another addition.
If you're down a vote as well. So not only are you telegraphing that you have it.
What I just said, like, you have to figure out a way that you're not stuck holding the hot potato when it comes up over amongst the three of you that have it. So I don't know. Maybe they have a tribe swap and Tiffany ends up with the other one. And then you're like, oh, God, vote her out.
And it's like, why have the idol? Because at that point, you want your best player to have an idol late game so that they can avoid getting booted, right?
That's sure, you always point. Want that late game, but somebody's always going to have an idol early game.
Exactly. But if it's useless, then what's the point of having it? And I think that's my problem
it takes away, there's no strategy.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, if someone finds an idol and comes back and go, yeah, I have an idol, and tells the whole tribe he has an idol, which we all would say, that's just effing stupid, right? You don't ever tell anybody you have an idol.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to know he has an idol. I don't know what he can do. Plus, he has no vote.
But again, that's just an added layer to the game. He accepted and now he has this thing that makes his game harder to play.
Oh, impossible.
And it's your thought, Jack, because I think that's the right thought.
I think that it takes away any strategy. And that's the producers. Like with Ben, where they kept giving idol, they ruined the game. Now they're ruining the game by saying, okay, you may have an idol, but everyone's going to know you have an idol. You don't have a vote. You don't have this. You're basically just dead man walking.
Pretty much.
Right? And again, he has to hope that two other people find the idol and accept it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's going to happen if it goes until the merge, and then people go, okay, yeah, he doesn't have a... He doesn't have a vote. He doesn't have an idol. We can just keep him around and we want to kick him out. There's nothing. Nobody's going to work with him.
But again, it's a game. That's the risk you take when you take the idol call. That's the beware advantage.
It's a game, but it's gone. Again, the produce season one. I mean, we keep going back to the old school game. You had to have, it was the producers are mixed. I'm all for the mixing it up. I like the mixing it up. I just think they should do, okay, you go out and look for an idol. You either find an idol or you find something that's not an idol where you lose a vote. And then it's up to you to get rid of that hot potato, as you said, Colleen. All right, I'm going to get rid of this hot potato. I'm going to give it, you know what? I'm safe tonight. You might be in trouble. You're in my alliance. I want you to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lose their vote and they go, well, I'll play my idol, Jeff. Well, this is not an idol. Yeah. You're screwed.
Yeah,
I think that's a lot more interesting than what Xander's having to go through.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's I totally agree. Where I understand it needs to be the idol play needs to be shaken up, and so I appreciate the effort to shake it up.
Right.
But when you take away the strategy of it, then why even have a damn idol? Because it's not I don't see how, if everyone knows you have it, then what's the point of it? And that alone could be the twist, right? It's just like, well, it's not really a secret anymore, but even then it's like, okay, whatever. You lose your vote. So it's like, I'm risking my early game to hopefully have a better late game, but not both. Cause then it's just like, then what was the point of this? Especially if this is the idol for this season. Maybe there's a nullifier, like a beware idol.
But I agree with you, Colleen. If he somehow survives this, and is able to go weeks without a vote and survive the game, then yeah, he deserves probably some consideration to win. I just don't think the players are going to be that stupid to keep him in the game when they know he doesn't have a vote and they know he could possibly have an idol.
I mean, actually, it's kind of a good goat if you think about it, because they don't have a goat vote. Cortez has a good point here. So down the road, I wonder if Xander could take this shot in the dark since he always doesn't have a vote to lose. That's a good point.
But you only get to do it once.
You're right.
Which he would probably, like, which he probably would do next tribal council.
Yeah. And I'm totally with Elena here. Xander blew it up further by telling his tribe. Now everyone knows why he's blabbling nonsense. That is a good point here too. I think
that's a good point.
But and so yeah, that is what's made this essentially the whole, like, that act of him telling Evie and then Evie telling, I can't remember who she told on the island thing.
Everyone she told. Deshaun.
Well, essentially, yeah.
Deshaun,
and she told everybody on her tribe. And once they merge, like, everyone's going to know. And that, and I understand that you put that on Xander a little bit, but I also put that on, like, the producers thinking out gameplay that if even a little bit of it gets out, this is very easily kind of, I don't know, it breaks down really fast.
And it's almost like when you're, I always hate when they, you know, you're in a good spot. You have four people in your alliance and then they mix up the tribes and now you're on the bottom of the alliance. It's like, okay, the producers have just dictated the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like in any sport, any game where someone goes, oh no, we're going to change the rules now. That's why I've always hated the merge, you know, when they switch up the tribes, because someone always gets screwed. I played great for 12 days. Oh well, now I'm at the bottom. I'm on a tribe with three people from one tribe and I'm the lone person. I mean, some people have managed to pull it out, but usually they don't. They get voted out.
Manny says, Xander's blow-up has put Evie in a much better position. Hashtag Team Evie. I think Evie's playing the best game that we're... Well, next to my winner pick, Shan, but... Or Sean. Shan. Cortez, but does he find out he can't use it before after he tries it? That's fair.
But that's pretty epic too, like entertainment-wise, finding out. Like,
entertainment-wise, yes. Gameplay, no.
That's the risk you take. You sign up.
I understand the risk. I'm just saying I'm totally fine with risk.
And but that, if next travel, Jeff's going to say, Xander cannot have a boat.
Yeah, right. Okay, people out there watching, in case you haven't paid attention the last 50 minutes, TLDR, Xander can't vote.
The TV show Password's coming back, and he's going for
Password.
Hope.
Is.
The password is obvious.
Obvious. Okay. Maybe he's going for an ASMR thing. Maybe that's what he's going for.
Is that why his voice was all hoarse? Yeah, did we find out? Did he have, like, laryngitis or something?
You know, but I think he was yelling so hard at Tiffany, he blew out his voice. Because if you notice, it happened.
Well, you know what? That wouldn't be the first or the last time that Long Island, yelling and yelling Long Island blew out somebody's voice.
Or we didn't know that for 20 years, him saying guys is what gave his voice sustenance to...
Oh.
Have the ability to be a host on this show, but taking away him being able to say come in guys, it has dried out his throat and now it is dry and he can't speak anymore.
It's kind of like his Ursula the Sea Witch little like thing, the word guys.
It's Ariel's. Ursula stole that, so
yeah,
let's just get our facts straight.
Well, maybe just a sea witch stole Jeff's voice.
Here's the thing though, now is there going to be like an even hotter Jeff Probst, because that's what happened in Little Mermaid. We can all agree the Ursula, human Ursula or whatever.
Jeff, you know, Ursula? How he, we thought that he overdid it with like all the Botox or whatever last week. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't that. He traded his voice for like Botox.
He was at the crossroads and made a deal
with the devil.
All right, the chat is done with us talking about this, and we did spend Elena, way too long arguing about it.
Can we get back to complaining about all the Voce medical references? Something we can all agree on. You know what? I know that people hate Voce, but I really
don't think anybody really hated him that much.
I thought he was great. I thought he was really good.
He got a raw deal.
He did. It gave him a hard time. It came off a little bit like a Tool in the pre-game stuff, but I think in the game, I really liked him.
He said I had to make I worked my way. I'm not just naturally smart. You know, my mom was a single mom. My dad died at a young age. I was like, okay, we can't vote this guy out. But I knew he was going out for the vote because it was obvious.
It looks like Voce is going to go out somewhere. Yes. Ask him a question so that he can have a little bit of a moment to talk about his mother.
Right. Because that's what we're doing this season.
This is the new Whisper Survivor with Jay Jack and Carly.
Can you imagine if Foster Ruff and Sandra were on there going, the hell is wrong with Jack? And she wouldn't say hell. It'd be the F word.
We need Rob and Sandra. Like, can they do like a live stream? Can like we stream like online?
Like what they do Monday Night Football.
Just
making fun of Jeff. I mean, it's just because it was so stupid.
There's nothing to stop them from doing it. They have internet. They could do this with or without CBS.
If you're listening, do it.
Okay,
Rob,
so
Sandra, live stream.
Getting back.
See your thoughts.
And I want to say this about Tiffany too. She goes, yeah, when I knew it was only 26 days, I knew it was going to be tougher than most survivors. You know what? Jeff told you that on the boat. That's okay, Tiffany. You take credit for it.
Rose says, no beyond the basics spoilers, please.
No, Big Brother.
I know. I was just...
Oh. I don't watch Big Brother.
Challenge was interesting. Colleen, do you want to call out what the quiz thing for the kids at home was?
Oh, it was no, I can't remember.
Voce would know.
Voce would know.
Yes, he would.
Within the decimal.
I did it real quick too. Well, what I told you, I went
through. It had W Earth like worth.
Worth waiting for?
I think so. Anyways, here's the thing that I love about that little challenge is it's for the kids, right? And so Colleen looks at it and she's like, oh, it's this. Oh, that was super easy. I was like, Colleen, it's for children.
Yeah, as there's a child sitting next to me.
And Zach's like,
just like, well, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? I don't understand.
Final thoughts on the tribal. I think we kind of already hit it already. I think Evie played the right move here, especially if she included Xander. But thoughts on
I think
on
she did. Tribal. And I have to say, like, Evie did a great job breaking down, like, alliance versus physical strength. And then Xander waxed poetic about why the game is so beautiful. Oh, worth playing for. Thank you, Chris. You're my new tied favorite with Ro.
You can't have tied favorites.
I can have whatever.
It's like
I want.
Saying you both of your children are your favorite. That's not true. Every parent has a favorite.
No, they're
they don't
my
tell
favorite.
You that, but they do.
My favorite was all when they moved out.
I tell Zach that all the time. He's like, one day you're gonna move out, and he's like, I'll never leave. And I was
like,
like,
I'm never gonna leave.
I'm
you.
Picking you out. 18, getting a boot.
He's like, I don't know how to make toast. This was yesterday morning. He had a complete breakdown because he came in our room. He's like, feed me. And I was like, all right, what do you want? He was like, toast. I was like, seriously, you woke me up for toast? Go make your own toast. I was like, but I don't know how to.
Even though he makes toast like every morning. Anyways, let's wrap up the conversation because we do need to get to tally the votes. So,
yes,
final thoughts here.
No, we don't need to get to tally the votes.
All right. We do not have time for three emails, Colleen. So do you want to pick one really good
one? Oh, they're all short. It's Shandy's emails. They're all short.
They better be short. You got 2 minutes, tops. Go.
Dude, she's...
Two minutes.
She's a VIP. Oh, did we finish,
Not
though,
to me. I don't do a podcast with her. 2 minutes.
She's not in the chat. She can't be anybody's favorite.
She's not in the chat. She's also not Elena or Sherry, one of my two favorites of the season. And let's move it along. Let's go.
Okay, wow. First of all...
Double time.
Okay, geez, Louise. I feel like you're talking to your kids.
Dad, I've taken it over from you. I'm like, double time. Let's go.
Let's move it. Double time.
Double time. I also added Chip Chop Chip, which is from Jim Gaffigan. Chip Chop Chip.
Did we have final thoughts, though, about that, like, tribal? Wasn't that what you wanted to do?
We already did. I already said.
Minute 30 on the emails. Minute 30.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I guess the players that were left made the right vote for them, except for Xander, who didn't actually, you know, have a choice because he didn't have a vote. So there we go. Voce, I will say you were a lot more tolerable than your preseason videos. So sorry to see you go.
I gave him the kiss of death.
Down to a minute 30. Okay, Chris is no longer tied for my favorite.
Just kidding. One minute.
I need a new battery in this, actually.
This whole favorite thing is dumb. I don't like it. All right. Anyway, Shandy's email from last week, a bone to pick. Hey, folks, my favorite alternative to guys. I have a small bone to pick with Jay.
Uh-oh.
On Survivor JJC.
I was a little worried when I heard Jay.
Be careful, Shandy.
On Survivor JJC, Jay keeps saying that Elena is his favorite. Uh-oh. Darn it. Don't get me wrong, Elena is awesome and I love her too, but I distinctly remember a time when Jay referred to me as his favorite.
Oh, yeah, you did do that, Jay.
But she's not here, is she? Where is she?
See, this favorite thing is so stupid. I don't want to compete with my fellow woman, so maybe we could be co-favorites. Oh, look, it's like the Idol. It's a three-way favorite.
Well, she has to say something about butterflies and goats and... DC dotes and dosy.
Normally, I would condone.
Okay, if Shandy comes into the chat one time, and it doesn't matter if she's on the wrong feed. I think it's fine. She can still come into the chat. All you guys have to do is Sherry and Elena and Shandy have to align. Maybe when they're here in Raleigh for the meetup weekend, if you guys can each say a line, you guys could come together.
Listen. Usually, I'm all for a three-way situation, but in this case, Elena has been loyal and is definitely more deserving of a favorite right now.
Shandy's listening too.
I don't hear her. I don't
anyway,
see her in the chat.
I think that
you
a try,
be here
I
be
think
a
try favorite situation is fine.
Mm-mm. I don't listen. You can. There's people that stream the East Coast.
So Mandy said she can't watch the episode before you go live. Yes, but she's also, you know, doing things like at work because it's like the West Coast. Anyway, I'm excited that Survivor's back, and also that also means I get to listen to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Can't wait to see you all at the meetup. Yay! Speaking of favorites, I think that Franck is actually Jay's real favorite. And he just can't wait to like touch Franck's hair. Jay talks about Franck's hair all the time.
Only a few times.
So that's like all the time, practically. Man, Franck's got some great
hair. he's had great hair. His COVID hair, some of my favorite COVID hair I've seen.
She also said in her second email regarding my microphone, P.S. the gain is not all the way up on my mic.
You sound great, so I
XOXO. I know the gain wasn't all the way up. I didn't say that. I think it was the VOD. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I think we've kind of figured it out. Cool.
Was that two emails?
Why is this clock not letting me? I need new batteries in it. It's not opening up.
Why are you focusing on the clock? Nobody cares about
Because I need to give you a timer because you're like 4 minutes in on your 2 minutes.
Who cares?
I care.
You know what? There's a lot of sirens going on outside, so somebody might not even have 2 minutes left. So don't pressure me.
That's life, bro. You could die at any time. A meteor could fall and hit you right now.
Exactly. Do you hear it, though? There's a lot of sirens. It sounds like
we're trying to finish the episode.
Yeah.
I'm old. I could die before this email's read.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. Yeah. I just combined them all.
We thought Jack would get his World Series ring finally this year. It's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah. That was tough.
Because that we're Padres tough. Fans, we will never be happy.
Nope. I got
why
the
do you
jinx.
Still have
I got
the Chargers thing up behind you.
That's my question: is why do you still have that?
You why?
What does it say?
I know, but they're not
Chargers.
But
they're not the San Diego Chargers anymore. You gotta let it go.
No,
I feel like
the time out. It's I still have great memories of the San Diego Chargers. Mm. I just don't support the LA Chargers.
Do you have great memories of them though?
Great punishment, yeah.
I'm getting this one framed. I got it at my toy show. an autograph.
He's holding up an autograph Tatis
Jr.
He's not going to win MVP.
I don't care. He's still my favorite current player.
I'll have something to say about him on Friday.
Whoa. You're gonna rain down hard on the old Tatis.
Not
rain
hard.
All right. Anyway, so Elena says soon we will all be butterflies. That's right. Just
I want to be a moth.
And Mackenzie, Mandy said this is how we're spending our last minutes.
Sucks for you guys.
All right, let's go to
tally the vote.
Can you imagine being up in heaven? Yeah, this is how I spent my last minutes. You want to hear about it?
There we go. Mm-mm. All right, let's tally the votes first. Let's see.
Please though buy Jack a different thing for his background screen. We can't. You just gotta let go. If you release that karma, maybe mm-hmm. you holding on to
that's
that.
That's what it is. Yeah, you're holding on to the Chargers, and you're keeping that negative energy into the Padres.
I'm not supposed to cheer for. Remember Dan Fouts and all the great players.
Sure, but
yeah,
in your heart, man. You don't keep your ex-wife's pictures all around because
exactly,
you did have
you remember
good times
the good
together.
Times?
My wife gave this. I have this stupid lost thing here.
The Chargers didn't die. They left you, man.
Yeah, they left you.
But it's
they walked out.
San Diego Chargers. My but wife got this for me.
But they don't love you. They
but
left.
Your wife has also bought you other things.
Yeah, there's plenty of things she's bought you. My wife doesn't buy me anything. So
that's
be thankful.
True.
All right.
She bought you the hat. Oh, no, we bought you the hat that you're wearing.
And this hat, they've won 11 games since August 11th.
I bought that hat in July.
When did I get the hat?
But I'm saying
August
I bought 11th. It before. So if any bad August mojo 11th. You have brought to it, because I bought the hat.
I'm just telling you, August 11th, the Jinx hat.
When they were coasting to the playoffs. Anyway, David Voce. We all said pre-merge, so we all get points. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
So that gives us all a tally. Telling me banana. Oh, Jack, you're on the board for the first time with a tally point. Congratulations. And then our winner picks all are in except for you, Jack. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
You know, the first time when they first started saying Voce, I go, who the hell is that? Anyway, I'm cool with it. It's fine. I don't care.
Wait, there's like a strike through on here or something, isn't there?
There is up top. Hold on. See?
Where?
Nope.
Yeah. Nope.
It's part of formatting. Hold on. I'll go into my Google. That's Google Docs.
Yeah, text. Ha, strike through. There we go.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, you got it. Also, you can just do Control S or whatever it is. That
how
is.
About you control your S and let me do this? Jack. Okay.
Whoa, see what Chris Dorn has?
I actually have a baseball bat from the Glatfelter Paper Company in York. Could use that as a replacement. Well, there you go.
I probably could. Does it say Glatfelter on it?
Yeah, just ask Jay. He likes to freely give out Jack's address to people.
Hey, listen, Jack. I got this week somebody else wanted to send me something, and I got a P.O. box. So
he did.
Worry.
He got a P.O. box.
Oh, okay.
Today.
All right.
Send you things.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I picked Ricard. That didn't happen. Jack picked Shan. That didn't happen. But Colleen.
Snaps, Voce, snap for me, so that is
another tally, and she, for the first time for anyone, takes the lead for our tally votes for the season.
What?
We should give her the idol where it has no power.
Yeah, exactly.
And see how she wins.
Not only no power, but actually hurts your game. Colleen loves it, so it'll be great for her. Yeah. Jack, you get to pick who you think is going home next week first.
Oh, God. I'll say Brad. What the hell? I don't know.
You're going to say Brad?
Yeah. It's probably going to be Xander, but.
Okay. Colleen, you're up.
I think it's going to be Xander. I don't see how, unless there's a swap, I don't see how that team wins unless it's like a, you know, everybody pick one person kind of challenge.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go Tiffany. I think this is just wishful thinking. I think she is, even with Brad, the worst player
I know I feel bad because, you know, I'm all for the girl power, but I'm so biased by the Long Islandness. I can't help it. I'm
thing
sorry,
with Tiffany,
Tiffany.
Thing with Tiffany, if she can make it to the merge, she makes it to final three.
I think she's crazy. Like, I think she's too unpredictable.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, we
that was her whole point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she Andy's could, with like, us here. She could go all Abby Maria on them too.
That's yeah. Like Abby, easy take to the end. Didn't happen. All right, Jack, last but not least, your wonderful David got booted.
Yeah. So okay. I'm gonna go with Evie. I'm gonna go with Evie.
Okay.
I almost went with her last week, and last second I went with David.
Oh, look, that's stupid, I think. Jay accidentally
but she's playing a smart game.
She's playing a great game.
She is.
Which means she's probably not long for this game.
well, she'll do is she'll get the advantage that also is a disadvantage that leads to her losing.
Right. She'll be
But Colleen will love it. Colleen will think it's great.
Yeah, I didn't say that the advantage itself was great. I thought that the fact that it brought up new gameplay was, you know, not something to totally, you know,
it brought up non-gameplay.
It's a different way that you have to play the game.
Well,
yeah, here's how I get to play Survivor if I'm Xander.
But he can't just do that. If he just does that like a dead man walking, then he's going to go home.
Is that how you cross your arms normally? What is this? What are you doing? Cross your arms normal.
He's saying in the grave, dead man walking.
Dead man walking.
Oh,
I get
okay.
it. I got you.
Thank you, Colleen. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You got to put the coins on your eyes if you're going to really sell that to me.
What?
Speaking of.
He's not saying he's actually in a grave. He's saying he's a dead man. Well, I got it, Jack. Yeah, Don't worry about it.
Speaking of murders, Jack, are you watching Only Murders in the Building yet?
Your mom has not. I'm waiting for your mom to watch it.
It's a fun show. We're going to watch it as soon as we're done.
Come on. I want to talk to you about it, you son of a gun.
I've been waiting for your mom.
Don't say that because then people want a podcast about it.
We're going to go see the Sopranos movie on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Is that in theaters? I thought that was like a TV show thing.
It's HBO or theaters. We're going to see it in theaters.
Nice. Good for you guys.
We're going to see the Muppet Haunted Mansion thing. I'm really excited.
That's on Disney
Plus. I know.
All right. Well,
we're going to see James Bond.
Haunted Mansion thing.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Everyone, check out Jack and I. We're going to be, who else is in your Padres live stream?
Sergio.
Do I know this person or no?
He's on Twitter. I tried to get the Hosmer guy.
Like, our landscaper is going to be.
I tried to get the Hosmer guy, but he's unavailable.
Oh, there's not other Padre people you can get?
There are, but it's like, wait, the Sergio guy, he knows this stuff.
Okay.
You should ask the home run.
Listen, team. You better not. I'm not coming there if you're going to slander Tatis. He is a national treasure, and I want to hear nothing negative.
I'm not slandering Tatis. I'm just saying he needs to grow up.
He's 22. He is growing up, and Tingler's a POS. I don't want to hear nothing.
I will say that sometimes Tatis does act like he kind of has to grow up a little bit. It's like where Manny was a few years ago, but then like Manny seems to have kind of come into his own, probably because he got older, like by a couple of years. I'm just saying,
he's 22.
As a person that's watching behavior. No, I wasn't a mature person until I was like 35, and I'm 37
and
now.
That's
so like
still
I get it.
No, it's not. All right, you'll just have to wait and hear what I have to say.
No, I'm just gonna.
I'm going into the lion's den. I realize I'm gonna take some heat for it, but
no, people are loving to hate on Tatis right now. So you're just joining the crew.
Not Padre fans. No, mm-hmm. No one's hating on Tatis. No, mm-hmm. They hate the Texas Rangers.
God.
Okay, so people,
it'll be Friday night at 10 o'clock if you're a Padres fan.
On 7 o'clock sports.
Sports, yes. If you're
Friday night at 10?
Friday night at 10, East Coast time, 7 Pacific.
East Coast time. Is that a bad time, Colleen? Did we commit to something?
We did not commit to something. Oh, I just didn't know you were doing this at Friday night at 10.
I'd prefer to talk. Well, now I don't want to talk about the Padres. We're going to talk about that about Tatis.
And I got to, and before, I'll get rid of this before.
Maybe you could, Jack, you could go to Kinko's and get an enlarged Xander nipple and just put it right there in time for next week.
Oh my God, that is perfect. You should get a Xander nipple that covers the Chargers.
I'll just get some brown paint.
No, just put like a big picture of Xander up there. Just tape it to the thing.
With his nipple.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode.
Thank
of
you, the
Survivor
patrons, especially
Jay,
the patrons
Jack
that contribute a certain level. And that would be Eckhart Rigner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. If you have any feedback, you can email us, survivorjjc@gmail.com. Send more emails than Shandy. That's all I got.
And until next time, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.